Wow.
Let's talk about Jimmy Buffett. Wow.
Do you think Owen Wilson is a big parrot head?
He's, wow, cheeseburger in paradise. Wow. I love a cheeseburger.
Wow.
Son of a sailor. Wow. I've never done an Owen Wilson.
It's really good.
Is it pretty good?
You're very good at it.
Yeah. Wow, there's something special about. Wow. There's something so feminine about him. Let me tell you, there's something so feminine about a mandolin.
It's all like at the front of your lips.
Wow. There's something. Let me tell you. Yeah. I can do Owen Wilson and Ray Romano. That's mine.
Oh, wow.
Deborah, son of a sailor is one of my favorites. I love son of a sailor. It's so good.
I feel like everybody's Ray Romano starts with,
Deborah. Deborah, why? Why? Deborah, why? Why, Deborah? Floridays. Have you heard Floridays, Deborah? That's good. Wow, yeah, really good.
You nailed it.
Okay.
Hey, for old time's sake, should we do a clap start?
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, really good clap starts.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I know that was my impulse.
One, two, three.
Oh, okay. Whoa, in person.
Yeah.
I wasn't even looking at you.
I know. It's so exciting. No Zoom delay.
This is crazy.
No issues.
I can't believe it.
Are your headphones too loud or are they good?
No, they're good.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. This is an intro to summer.
Oh, yeah.
A summer classic.
It's warm out. We're feeling good.
Mm-hmm. I've fully decided it's summer, by the way. I know it's April.
Me too. Yeah.
But I think we're done
we're
with spring.
It.
We're in it.
No.
We're fine. Let's go. Let's have summer.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Oh yeah.
I mean, come on.
Wrote a note, sent me back.
There he is.
Hey, boy.
Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Oh, baby. Welcome to the Parrothead Podcast. I am Ryan Middledorf.
I am Patrick McDonald. This is your podcast for all things Jimmy Buffett. And we're really going all today.
Every single thing. This is going to be a 29-hour episode, I think.
We're going to clear it out.
Yeah.
Every odd end that we have found, we are going to just purge it.
Yes. This is called the flush everything episode.
This is the flush everything. This is the everything must go.
Yes.
Clearance sale episode.
Yes. This is DEA is coming right now. Right. Gotta get rid of all of it episode.
Just pour it down the toilet.
Yeah.
Because Hank is coming in the
That's
door.
Right.
I'm watching Breaking Bad right now for the first time ever.
For the very first time?
Yeah.
So oh, man.
It kind of has taken over my life.
I'm going to call right now. We need weekly updates from you.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
So how far in are you?
So I'm season 2, episode 5 or 6.
Yes.
So
okay.
My boy Tuco, unfortunately, just passed away.
Yes.
And
ooh.
Skylar's hiding some things from Walt.
Yes.
Is what we got right now, which
okay.
is a nice little twist, because she's like... You're like, is Skylar going to be this kind of
you know, dummy the whole show?
Oh, no.
No way.
No, no,
no. No way. And she's deciding, I'm going to take a stand.
Yes.
And that's what's happening right now. And Walt's a little like, you know, standing there with his mouth open like he always does. And is I don't know. Skylar, I'm sorry. I don't have anything to tell you. And she's like, that's bullshit, Walt. So that's where we're at right now.
Yes. Okay. Very exciting.
So, and, you know, Jesse is, you know, fell through the porta potty and he just stole the RV.
Oh, yes. So very fun scene.
It's fun stuff. So I love it. It's so great.
It's really good. It's really
good. Have you watched it just once all the way through? Have you watched it a couple times?
I've watched it about four times all the way through.
I've heard that people watch it constantly all the way through.
It's almost a yearly thing.
Really?
Where I'll watch it all the way through because it's that good.
It's so crazy. I can't believe it's taken me this long to watch it.
I know.
I don't know why. I mean, I watch all sorts of stuff. I thought it was really melodramatic when I first started it like 8 years ago.
Sure.
And then it's not.
No, no.
The beginning feels very intense.
Yes.
And then it kind of like develops.
Yeah. But yeah. It's, we like at probably once a year we'll be like, hey, let's watch Breaking Bad again.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's so good. Everyone has like, there are those like five TV shows, right? There's The Wire, there's The Sopranos, there's maybe that's it. Wire, Sopranos,
and Breaking Bad
are like the three big ones.
Yeah. And Mad Men.
Yes, Mad Men. And
I would dare conjecture the West Wing in there too.
Sure, West Wing.
There's a fifth spot and it probably rotates.
Yes.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad is probably my number one.
Wow.
It's very good. So I'm very excited that you're checking it out.
Well, yeah, I'm really into it. And I keep thinking about how funny it would be if a show like there was a big drama and somebody almost dies and then they die like midway through season two and then it's just a black screen for the next five seasons. I'm like, I know there's five seasons of this show. He can't die right now. Well, but if he did, it would be so funny if it's like, well, we're going to tune in and see if something happens. Nope, this week it was all black again.
Well, did you know that at the end of the first season, they were supposed to kill off Jesse?
No way, really?
Yeah, and then Vince Gilligan said that he liked their chemistry so much, decided to keep him around.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was supposed to just be dead?
Yeah. He was supposed to be, like, the foil for Walt, like, kind of really going into this dark place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. And they were like, we're going to keep him.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's good news.
It's good news. Good news for Jesse.
I love that. Yeah, he's such a great character. And he goes through so much. He gets the shit kicked out of him constantly all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He really eats it. That poor guy.
I know.
Really.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. I'm glad that we have this to look forward to week after week.
It's very exciting. I'll keep you updated.
Yes,
absolutely.
Please do.
Very excited. Ryan, we're in person for the first time in like 5 or 6 months.
I know. This is great.
This is so surreal almost.
We went through our waves during the pandemic.
Yes.
Things started off. And I think we just took like a month off.
We did.
We did. We took a month off.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I remember recording episodes over the phone and having to put my microphone against my phone so we could hear the music.
Yes.
And that was fun.
That was fun.
I remember
fun.
Like juggling different AirPods for different things.
That was difficult.
That was difficult. We did that. And then we got back in person for a little bit.
For a little bit. For July to August.
And then things got bad. And then we started doing our Zoom thing, which worked out okay.
Yes.
And now things are looking all right. You and I are both vaccinated.
Yeah, we've waited the full period.
So we're both safe, ready to go. And we said, let's just do it in person. Let's get back to it. Get back to basics. It's gonna save my ass with editing.
It's been exhausting.
I'm
so sorry.
I don't know if anybody realizes, but editing a Zoom podcast is maybe the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Really?
I do it a lot now because I edit other podcasts, but all of the, especially a comedy podcast, because you have to manufacture all of the breaks because there's a Zoom delay.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Doing the clap start doesn't always sync everything up perfectly.
Probably never syncs anything up.
No.
Especially the way
I do it. Actually makes it worse. So any joke, you have to like really like manufacture and get the timing like right. So there's probably like 800 to 1,000 cuts per episode.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
That is crazy, Ryan.
And now I can just throw it out into the world. No big deal.
Now we can just dump it like we always do.
That's right.
That's so crazy. Well, Ryan, thank you.
Oh my goodness.
On behalf of me and everyone who enjoys this podcast. And by that, I mean my mom and my dad.
Shout out.
Shout out Mark and Angie, our fans. Thank you for doing that.
Of course. How you doing, buddy? You look good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yes. You do as well. You know, I wore this shirt today. My mom went to Tampa a couple weeks ago and sent me this shirt, the Sunset Grill and Beach Bar. And I got to show you the back. She got it specifically for, you know, it's a really beautiful parrot scene.
Oh, yes. I love that on a dock with a sunset.
Yeah. So it's a, you know, a nice seafoam green or kind of like neon teal.
Yes, it's shirt. A very nice shirt.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's my mom went to Tampa. She had a great time. That's what's going on with me. but she, you know, she got me this shirt in honor of being, you know, very parrot head esque.
Yes. It's so very nice.
It. Yeah, yeah. I had to rep it. It's a nice shirt. It's a good time.
I'm wearing my Jimmy Buffett Tiki Time Tour t-shirt from, I believe this is 2005.
Yeah, I think.
And I actually got it at the Tiki Time Tour when I went as a kid, and it still fits.
That is so shocking.
2005. I was, how old was I in 2005? 14?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a phase where I guess I just wore really large souvenir shirts all the time.
That must be what this, like, but, like, my dad probably bought it for me, and at the time, I must have just been swimming in it.
Yeah, probably. That's hilarious. My uncle used to buy me shirts when I was in fifth grade, and they were extra large, and I was like, I know that I'm not this big, and it's so weird. I'm like 12 years old, and there are 12-year-olds that wear extra larges, but I was not one of those. And
right.
He must have just sized me up and be like, yeah, you're an extra large. And I always had the largest clothes all the time. It was so strange. And then I grew up, and I still don't know, and everyone tells me you need to wear clothes that fit. I'm like, I didn't know that.
Well, you have been walking around with like extra, extra, extra small t-shirts.
Yeah.
Crop tops almost.
Tiny. I've been wearing crop tops, and they're not meant to be crop tops.
No.
Yeah. They're baby shirts.
Yes.
I buy baby shirts.
I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I have a lot of shirts that say like Daddy's Little Chef. That's the one I'm wearing under this right now.
Oh, very nice.
But other than that, cannot complain.
Yeah.
Got my first haircut in a long time yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Probably couldn't be able to tell because I kept it long and curly.
No, yeah, I was going to say, you've been really, really going for the long curly look.
I'm going to do long curly for as long as I can.
Are you doing anything? Are you doing like ponytails or anything?
I do pigtails sometimes.
Oh, you do pigtails.
Fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Just for myself.
When you're just sitting around just watching the West Wing, let me do a couple pigtails.
Yeah, I pull in my pigtails and scream about Hector Salamanca and stuff like that.
No! Don't ring the bell!
You know, it's stuff like, yeah, it's very, I like the long curly. I feel like I had a big existential crisis during quarantine. One of my big deep quarantine thoughts was like, I had this long curly hair for a long time, then I cut it because I felt like I wanted to conform and look clean cut, but this feels like it fits my personality more. And I like being myself with long curly hair, so I'm going to continue it.
Well, when we first met, you had a fairly large moppy head of curly hair.
I did.
You did? Yeah. Yeah, but this is longer, I think.
This is longer than that. And then I went super short.
You did.
For a long time.
Yes.
For no reason. I don't know why.
A nice high and tight.
A high and tight, uh-huh. Because I felt like that's what I needed.
Yeah.
And then I got rid of that.
Sure.
So now we're back.
Yeah.
Now we're back to curly. Because I like curly.
It.
So
yes.
It's good. So that's what's going on with me. Very menial, very trivial.
Very nice. I love
very
it.
Very nice. What about you, Ryan? What are you up to?
Man, nothing.
Man, I got nothing.
Man, I got nothing. Whole lot of nothing. I made nachos last night. That's the big update in my world.
Huge.
I can't think of anything. You know, you are the first friend that I've seen in, like, a year plus.
No way.
You're the first like mouth that I've seen.
Wow.
Of anybody. And it's weird to see a mouth.
Is it strange?
It's very strange to see a mouth.
It's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah. So this whole thing getting back into the world, I think, is gonna take me some time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. You know, I went to I dove in pretty hard.
You took like two trips back to back.
Two trips back to back. like the week after my second vaccine.
Yes.
I was ready to go, and I did on Thursday go with a large group of people to like bottomless sushi, like all you can eat sushi.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And that was a blast.
Uh-huh.
And then I had like a little, yeah, I went out on Friday. I didn't do anything yesterday, but I'm out.
You're out.
Officially.
Yes.
I can't be in anymore. I got to keep going.
I get it.
I do think there was some anxiety in the beginning, and then I eased into that. So I'm excited for your first restaurant experience again.
You guys have plans? You know, we were going to try and do the Margaritaville, like I said, a couple weeks ago. It was closed. We did Bubba Gump's instead.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, so you have kind of done it.
We've done the restaurant thing. But yeah, we're slowly kind of getting back out there and experiencing the world. But you mentioned something that I am fully embracing as well. Summertime.
Oh, yes.
I'm all in on summer this year, I think.
We're going straight to summer.
Yes.
Straight to summer 2021.
Absolutely.
Let's just do it. I really feel like everyone's like, it's summer now.
Yeah, I think so. We're having some like 80 degree days here in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very nice.
So nice.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. I think we're going to have a nice, exciting, relaxing, active summer.
Yes, I think so too.
Everyone's going to be going out and about, having their fun.
I'm into it.
I can't wait.
What are you listening to right now, buddy?
Oh, man. What am I listening to? You know, I'm going back and forth. I went really, really back into the oldies this week.
Ooh.
Really, really, really heavy dive. So, you know, we're putting on the Spotify Hall & Oates radio. That's a
yes.
big one for me right now. And it really throws me all around. So I'm trying to decide if I want to go with one of those. Let me look right now. I'm really in between. But there is one song that I played like maybe 6 times in a row last night. So
really?
That might be the song that I'm listening to.
Okay.
And I feel like I've already listened to this song on the podcast, but it's time to listen to it again.
I'm into it. What do you got?
I think it's... Have I previously listened to Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time on this podcast?
I don't think so.
Okay, it's Nick of Time. So this is not necessarily a song that I am proud to be listening to.
Okay.
It is more of a like reflective song where like I put it on yesterday to listen to it, and then I found that I listened to it 6 times in a row. So it's like this song about kind of like aging and getting older and thinking about time passing. And I think as quarantine comes to an end, I needed one more like deep quarantine sesh.
Ooh, okay.
So Nick of Time was my deep quarantine sesh.
This is very exciting. Let's give it a listen. This will be fun.
Oh, yeah. Come on. A lot of Parodead podcast heads know this one. Do you know this one, Ryan?
I don't know this
oh
one,
my
but
God.
It sounds like it comes right out of Hot Water.
I know. Oh my God.
We're off to see the lizard.
Yeah, absolutely. That drum kit?
Oh, yeah.
Heartbreak.
Oh my God.
By myself in my house 6 times in a row.
Scared to run out of time.
Wow.
It's pretty sad. It's pretty brutal. I've had this really deep, crazy thought, if we're getting super serious for a second, where I'll be hanging out with some of my friends. I'm just beginning to realize that, like, my friends and I and other people, like, look older now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you have those feelings where it's I look at someone and I'm like, it almost feels like you're wearing, like, prosthetics to look older, because I remember what you look like at 22 or whatever. Yes. So it's like, you look older because of time, and I'm seeing it on your face, and I'm recognizing that you looked older now.
Yeah.
And that is freaking me the fuck out.
It's weird. It's really weird.
I hate it. And I think it's, I'm realizing it a lot after quarantine, because we've all been alone for so long.
Yes.
So we've all aged a year and a half, and then we're just going to get together like it was no big deal. But for us, people in our 30s and mid-30s and older 30s, we all aged into like an older period of our lives. I mean, everyone's aging into an older period. That's an obvious. But like, this is like the period where we start looking a little older.
Yeah. Well, I think I've brought this up on the podcast before, but it blew my mind when someone told me that we are just as far from the 90s right now as we were from the 60s when we were kids.
I hate that.
Which is so scary, because like when we were kids, the 60s, that was like oldies.
That was way, yeah, that was.
You know?
That was like the birds, and that was yeah. And there's people that are in their 60s listening to this podcast screaming at us right now. Like, you don't know what is fucking coming.
It gets worse.
So if you want to tell us that it gets worse, you can tweet at us at ParrotHeadPod or ParrotHeadPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Let us know how worse it gets.
It's scary, though. You're absolutely right.
Like, it is. And literally, like, you look like you're wearing a mask.
I know.
Like, your age, we all are aging, and I look like I'm wearing a mask. And I'm like, what's going on? And I didn't realize how young I looked when I was young.
Yeah, I know. I feel like when I hit 30, like, as soon as I hit 30, I was like, oh, I'm, like, getting there.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like I definitely became an adult in quarantine, which I should have before then, because I'm way too old for that to have just happened. But I feel like I just kind of picked that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy.
So that's what I'm listening to, Ryan.
Very fun. You're doing great.
Yeah, and I wonder why I need to go out every night. Well, I guess we'll never know. Ryan, what are you up to? What are you listening to?
Well, I'm going
to
tell you as soon as I fix this mic stand.
Let's fix this mic stand. All right.
What was the question?
What are you listening to, Ryan?
What am I listening to? I've talked about one of my favorite bands. Really, like, they're in the top 10 for me. Lord Huron. They're great.
Oh, yes.
They're very, very good.
Yes.
They have a new album coming out. I don't know what it's going to be called, but they're releasing, I feel like in the past 5 years, maybe 10 years, bands don't really release. Like, I feel like when I was a kid, it was like you heard one single and they played it to death, and then the album came out and there were all these new songs you could check out. But now I feel like albums are released song by song over like a 5 month period.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like very slowly.
Very slowly.
Really? Like way slower than previously.
Yeah. So they're coming out with a new album, and they've been releasing a bunch of singles. And they're very, very good. So I'm going to play one of them now called Not Dead Yet. This is Lord Huron. If you haven't listened to them, check them out because they are great. So let's give this a listen.
Ooh, Not Dead Yet.
Hard to make friends when you're half in the grave, but I ain't dead yet, and I got something to say.
Oh yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 oh,
man, and I'm realizing now how this is also kind of a quarantine song. I'm looking at the lyrics right now. All messed up with nowhere to go, I stare at myself in the mirror alone. It's hard to make friends when you're half in the grave, but I ain't dead yet and I got something to say. And then the chorus, you've got holes in your clothes, booze on your breath, you look like hell and you smell like death.
Wow! We're going through it.
That's a dark song.
Yeah, it's so we're going to look back in 3 years and we're just going to be like, yeah, you know, here's a great song I love. It's called Dying Alone. Like, oh, we're just pouring depression out of us at every single pore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone last week and I feel we were talking about like how we're all probably depressed.
It's yeah, a collective,
like depression.
We're at a base level depression.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
And since everybody's that way, it just feels normal.
I think so. In the lifestyle, like we've conditioned ourselves to live kind of like a depressed person.
Yes.
I try to get up early in the morning and do things, but
yep.
Of course I'm spending, you know, according to my phone, which might be lying, 13 hours a day on it.
Oh my God.
My screen time.
Wow.
It just said I am down to 13 hours a day, so I don't know what that means.
I try and beat that each week.
You try to get less and less.
I try and get less and less.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I think I go on these like long bike rides and I'm
so it could be like the music and
I think it is in my
yes.
my tracker, my GPS is going.
Yeah,
while
that
it's
makes
happening.
Sense.
So it might be that. I'm gonna say it's that.
Yes.
But it doesn't feel good.
No.
I definitely wanna maybe at least spend maybe 1 week where I just turn my phone off and throw it away.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be really great.
I like
but
that.
Is that impossible to do right now?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I think
gotta
so.
Answer emails. I have emails to answer.
I gotta answer emails. People are waiting for their emails from me.
I wish you could subscribe to like a letter version. Like I'm switching to letter emails for the week where like a service like brings you your letters.
Yes.
Your emails.
How is that not a thing?
That's actually a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Every day somebody comes over with like a carrier system where they printed out all your emails. But then I'd have to give someone my email address.
Sure.
If you could trust them.
Or if it was like an automated thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's like an automated thing.
Oh, that would be good.
I feel like I would just get hit with like so much spam though.
You know what we just invented?
What's
faxes.
That? Oh!
We just invented
oh,
faxes.
Shit. Whoa.
By the way.
I think we're geniuses.
We created fax machines. Cool.
Do we have any Buffett news? Any Pearhead podcast news?
We have a little bit. I do want to say there's some global news that's affecting our world, our Parrothead podcast world, and the islands we know and love. There's the St. Vincent volcano that is happening.
I don't know
right
about
now.
This.
You don't know about this.
I don't know about this.
So the Las Soufrières volcano is currently shooting out explosive bursts of gas and ash on Friday in the I think it's part of the Grenadines. It's like an island, St. Vincent. It's in the Bahamas. It's in the Caribbean. So it shot out another burst this past Friday. So that would be April 16th. We're recording this on the 18th. And so people are trying to evacuate the island. But this volcano has gone off like five times since 1718, I read. So
wow.
But it's currently going off and it's spreading ash. It like laid 6 inches of ash all over the island.
Oh, my God.
So we're on, yeah.
Volcano watch.
Yeah, volcano watch 2021. We don't know where we're going to go when the volcano blows.
Wow.
I know.
This That's is scary.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, this is if there was a movie about this, we'd play the song Volcano by Jimmy Buffett in a minor chord. And Trent Reznor would sing a yes. version of it or something. I mean, it's pretty intense. It's pretty scary for real.
Yeah.
So cruise ships are coming by to evacuate some of the foreigners who'd been stuck on the St. Vincent Island completely coated in ash. Yeah, they began on April 9th. Forced 20,000 to flee the northern end of the Eastern Caribbean island for shelters and contaminated water supplies across the island. Friday morning's blast wasn't a bit as big an explosion compared to the ones that had last weekend, but it was big enough to punch a hole through the clouds. So it's just shooting ash out all over.
Oh my God.
So it's really scary. We are hoping that everyone is okay over there.
Yes.
We should probably lend a hand in some way if we can.
Absolutely.
See what we can do. I mean, it's so crazy. So, yeah, I mean, apparently during a comparable eruption cycle, I'm reading this on Yahoo News, in 1902, explosive eruptions continued to shake the island for months after an initial burst killed some 1,700 people, though the new eruptions so far have caused no reported deaths among a population that had received official warning a day earlier that danger was imminent.
Oh my God.
No deaths yet, thank God.
Yeah.
But people are, you know, losing their homes and trapped and stuff like that.
That's so scary.
I know. So our thoughts go out to you guys over there in those islands.
Yes.
And gosh, I hope we can make it through. It's so scary.
Absolutely. It's terrifying.
Yeah, definitely. So other than that, I found another article from the Palm Beach Daily News I wanted to bring
up. Ooh, okay.
And this article is called Palm Beach Shop Specializes in World War II Era Binoculars, Artwork.
Okay.
Okay, and let me tell you why this is relevant.
Yes.
So, you know, this is an article about, there's, you know, a shop that has refurbished military hardware and artwork, and it seems like a weird combo, but people like the uniqueness of the products. And there's one specific thing right here. Since opening March 1st, customers have been drawn to the eclectic store just south of Sunset Avenue that has a shiny 5-foot-tall pair of binoculars outside the open front door and fiberglass apples in the window. So it's very artsy, and there's also old World War II things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the first customers was a gentleman on a motor scooter. He was wearing a hat, mask, and sunglasses. He pulled over because he collects old binoculars. Quote, it was Jimmy Buffett.
What?
He said he likes to look through them while he's writing.
What?
He was like a kid in a candy store, said Oberting, an attorney who lives part-time in Palm Beach. So Jimmy Buffett likes to look through binoculars while he's writing songs.
And he likes to collect old binoculars?
I think he does.
What?
So that's something to know.
What a fun little thing.
I love it.
What a specific fun thing.
It's really, really fun. And I love that. It's like Tom Hanks and his typewriter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like a very cool, like, binoculars. I love that aspect of Jimmy Buffett. I think that's
incredible.
I do,
too.
So if you are in the Palm Beach area, Lux Optica is the name of the store.
Okay.
You can go check it out, and maybe you'll spot Jimmy there. And he'll spot you, and you'll spot each other through old binoculars.
Oh, hey!
Hey! Standing 3 feet apart.
Yeah. Do you think that he has like a binocular room in his house, but they're just like all thrown on the floor? Like you can't even open the door.
I bet he's got a full binocular room.
For sure.
Absolutely. And they're just piled.
Just piled.
Just, hey, let me go look through some binoculars. I can't quite get this song right. Let me go check out my binoculars.
Let me grab these binoculars. Can't get this song right.
I got it.
There we go. Just needed a comma.
Oh, it was just missing punctuation.
Yes.
Wow, and the binoculars helped him.
Oh.
I mean, that's nice. I feel like I have little things like that when I
sure.
am writing and I can't quite get something. I have weird music that I listen to mm-hmm. or like a little stress ball that I play with or something like that.
Yep.
So I love that, his little tinkering thing.
I like that. That's great.
That's incredible.
I hope when I'm older that I will be admired for my tinkering. You know?
Yeah, and I'm confident you will be.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're going to tinker on other people's podcasts. You're going to edit people's
yes.
podcasts. Make your own cuts of already published podcasts.
This is the Ryan cut. It sounds very similar.
Yeah,
right?
He's just weird.
I think he shaved off maybe a minute.
Yeah, I don't know if Pod Save America needed that, but good for him, I guess.
Well, that's a very exciting development.
It's really
fun. It just adds to the mythos of Jimmy Buffett even more.
We officially have another layer of the onion. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Jimmy loves binoculars.
Very cool. Very cool.
Really fun.
Now we know what to get him for Christmas.
Exactly. We got to go back to about that Christmas episode. We're not getting him a deep sea fishing trip.
No, we're getting him old binoculars.
Yeah, we're getting him old binoculars.
Yes.
Oh, that's something that's so doable too.
Very doable.
We could even maybe find those at a weird yard sale. You know,
oh,
a secret
sure.
find.
I could pop awesome. On eBay right now and buy like 10.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. Okay, great.
Very good.
Perfect. Ryan, we should go ahead and get into the reason for why we're here.
Let's get into it. Today, we are going to be diving into, it's called, what is it called?
I think it's called Featured on?
Featured on. Yeah,
yeah,
featured on. So,
but basically, these are, we're looking at songs that Jimmy Buffett has been involved in that are on other albums.
Yes.
That are not his, you know, duets, features, you know, basically songs where he is the guest, which I think is a completely different lens for Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah, and he does this a lot. You know, we listened to Knee Deep at the top of the show. We listened to Saltwater Gospel a few weeks ago. Of course, 5 o'clock Somewhere, probably his most famous featured on of all time.
Probably number one.
Yeah, I would say so. He's popped up in a couple of Max songs before. So he is no stranger to just showing up and playing a little part in a song.
Yeah, and he's the kind of person, talk about branding, right? He's the kind of person where if you need a certain thing in your album, you bring him on.
Absolutely.
And so it's perfect. This is called Appears On.
Appears On, okay.
On Spotify, for the record. But yeah, he is on so many different albums and playlists and things like that. You know what you're getting when you get Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
So we found a few right now. I think we found 6 songs that we want to go through.
Yep.
And just really paint exactly what we see. You know, we're going to see what Jimmy looks like to other people right now.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
That's what I think is exciting. And we're trying to find every Jimmy Buffett song, so this is so important.
Oh, yeah, this is huge.
This is a huge part of it.
I had no idea that these existed until you sent them to me last night.
I know, and some of them are really cool.
They are really cool.
I can't wait.
So the first one we're going to listen to is from an album called United We Sing, Best of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Galas.
Yes, Wynton Marsalis.
Yes.
Who's like one of the most famous trumpeters
amazing.
Of all time. He's incredible. And I know you love horns.
I love horns.
Big horn guy.
I'll put that on a t-shirt. Big horn guy.
Black font. Huge.
Massive.
Big horn guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who that guy is. Let me stay away from him.
We need to have a full big horn guy episode for you, Ryan.
Oh, my God. I'll go nuts.
Ryan's big horn guy special. I won't be here for that, unfortunately.
No.
I'll do Patrick's songs about aging.
Okay, good. So this first song is called Fool's Paradise. This is really, really good. Really cool. So let's give it a listen.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Woo!
Mama told me.
Yeah.
This is that jazzy to me.
Yes.
They say, son, it's gonna all catch up with you if you don't stop your drinking and gambling. Staying up all night. You're just living in a fool's paradise. My papa told me. And my mama had it right. She said, sonny boy, you're about to ruin your sweet life. All that drinking, gambling, staying up all night. You're just living in a fool paradise. But I have learned. I know one thing I've learned in this short life. You never know when you're gonna go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
It's so good. I think that might be originally potentially like a Sam Cooke song. There's a lot of
it
songs
might be.
By that are named Fool's Paradise.
Which, it's very good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think it's like the pinnacle of Jimmy, like, schmaltzy kind of, like, lounge singer music.
It is, which is interesting because he clearly must have been seen by Wynton Marsalis in this lens.
Yeah.
That, like, oh, yeah, we know schmaltzy Jimmy. We know jazz Jimmy, New Orleans Jimmy. And we want him to do, you know, we're not bringing Margaritaville Jimmy to this.
Right.
So
right.
I like, you know, judging how much of a parrot head is the person that asked Jimmy to come to this.
Yes.
You know? That's what I want to know. Which Jimmy did they see that we picked to do this concert or this song.
Because it's a very specific Jimmy that we don't see that often. Like, it's really like a B-side
it's
Jimmy.
It's a Bob Roberts Society Band.
Yes.
It's a the boat one. The Lovely Cruise.
Lovely Cruise. Jimmy Dreams.
Jimmy Dreams. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
very cool.
Very cool. We really like that one. That's a hot one.
Up next, we have Someday Soon.
Oh, yeah. Is this the one with Judy Collins?
Yes. Yeah.
Judy Collins? Judy Collins, yeah.
Judy Collins.
Very famous multi-genre artist.
Yes.
Has done folk and jazz and rock and pop and all sorts of stuff. And this is like a special duets album, much like Mac the Knife.
Right.
But this is Someday Soon, which is one of her songs that she was pretty famous for back in the day.
Yeah, and this is the album is Strangers Again.
Okay, and let's see how she sees Jimmy.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is an old country Jimmy.
Your kind, he'll leave you crying. But I would follow him right down the toughest road I know. Someday soon, I'm going with him. Someday soon. And when it comes to call, her pa ain't got a good word to say.
I guess it's 'cause he was just
like it.
It's a good one.
It's really good.
She's got that really lilty kind of old country voice.
Yes.
And so you can tell this is a big one for him too.
Absolutely. And on this album, she also has duets with Jackson Browne,
yeah.
Jeff Bridges, a bunch of great people.
Mark Cohn.
Yep, Mark Cohn.
Walking in Memphis.
Don McLean.
Oh, Don McLean.
Stephen Stills. Joan Baez.
Glenn Hansard from Once.
Yeah.
That's a good album.
That's a good album. There's a lot of good stuff in here.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
All right.
Okay.
Up next, what do we got? Hold on.
Okay, yeah. Oh.
Oh, where are we? Where are we?
Let me see. Let me go back to where we
are. Oh, here we go.
Okay, so up next, we're listening to Ocean Is My Potion by Mischka.
Mischka. Now, I don't think I know Mischka.
The thing about Mischka is that Mischka is or was at some point, I don't know the details, he is a reggae artist who was on Jimmy's label. He was on Mailboat Records.
Oh, okay.
So this might be kind of a little, you know, boss poppin' situation.
Ooh,
you know,
okay.
Where he's like, I'm going to come in and support my artist, get some ears on this album. Because he does a couple songs on this album.
Yeah.
And the song we're listening to is the first song on the album, Ocean Is My Potion. But I think we're doing kind of a lead-in. We're leading our friends to water to get them to drink.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Like,
I love
that. I think
that.
This is part of it. And it's an interesting song. I like it.
It's very good.
But you can tell this is the Gulf and Western Jimmy, even maybe more the island Jimmy.
Sure.
So we're going from jazzy to country to island. Almost full island Jimmy. Surfing Jimmy.
We're running the gamut.
Yeah, absolutely. Einstein was a surfer Jimmy.
Let's check it out. Ocean Is My Potion.
Very chill, very cool.
Yeah.
potion is my potion. I need vitamin C. So if you're trying to find me, head on down by the beach. Ocean is my potion. I need vitamin C. So if you're trying to find me, look out there by the reef. Cause I love her. Head high on the blue skies, on the sweet ride. You by my side, yeah. I've got open horizons all around me, 360 degrees. I feel at home like I know where I'm going, free as a breeze. Thousand shades of blue, and I'm on a broad beach. Everything that I got to learn, I know she will teach, she will teach, she will teach. Ocean is my potion, I need
vitamin. Oh, yeah.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
If you're trying to find me, head on down to the beach. Ocean is my potion, I need vitamin C. So if you're trying to find me, look out there on the reef. Cause I love a free dive. Side down 25 feet, with you by my side. If I'm tripping on my ego, lacking humility, she tumbles me, she humbles me, she lets me know, brings me back to reality. She's my living treasure, gives me sweet. Takes away the pressure. She's my remedy. Remedy.
Oh my God. It's so good.
It's really good. One thing I'll say is a lot of people bring Jimmy on and they say, do the higher register, Jimmy. Let's give you some high notes.
Yeah.
And they give him some high notes. And I'm like, Jimmy doesn't need to do those high notes. Let's work with Jimmy. Let's give him some stuff more in his register.
Yes.
But he goes for him. He tries it and he does it and he succeeds.
I love how much he goes for it, too.
I love it, too. He's chill. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
That's a good one for Jimmy.
It is good.
That feels like a good culmination of everything. A great place to have him.
Yeah.
You can tell that that's part of it. That's, you know, that's why Mishka's probably on the record label.
Yeah.
Everything like that. He did tour with Jimmy for a little bit. I think he opened for Jimmy.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I totally see that.
But I don't know if they still are working together.
I don't know much about Mishka. I don't think Yeah.
We also haven't really dove into the Mailboat Records albums.
And we should. That's a good idea.
We should see what other... I know Caroline Jones is on there. We haven't done a Caroline Jones episode. We should see what else is going on.
For sure.
In the Mailboat Records world. If you guys have a Mailboat Records artist that you are fans of, feel free to let us know. ParrotHeadPod on Twitter, ParrotHeadPodcast@gmail.com. Ryan, what's the next song we're listening to on the Appears On series? I just realized also I found all these songs when I was looking on my phone, but there's so many more than I realized.
Really?
There's like we could probably do at least 3 more episodes of this, so we'll have to dive in.
Amazing.
We need to hear everything Jimmy's done.
Absolutely.
We have to go through it all.
These are brand new Jimmy songs to us.
Absolutely.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. So what's the next one, Ryan?
The next one is called Ripple.
Yes, this is Playing for Change.
Yes.
Playing for Change is a really cool nonprofit that puts together albums to sell to kind of promote school programs in third world countries and countries that don't music programs.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool organization. And this is like a bunch of collaborators on this. Isn't
it's a
Stills?
Who's who. It's there's let's see what we got here. David Crosby. David Hidalgo.
Yeah. This song is Jimmy Buffett, David Crosby, and David Hidalgo.
Yeah. It's very cool. But yeah, there's a ton of really great pairings in whole thing. Buddy Guy and Tom Morello. That sounds very cool.
So fucking cool. Dr. John, Luke Winslow, King, Vasty Jackson, Doobie Brothers, Ellis Hall, Bombino, Lee Oscar. I don't know who either of those people are, but I love their names.
Oh, this is very cool. Let's give it a listen. Ripple.
Ripple.
From Playing for Change.
Let's do it.
My words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? If your cup is full, may it be again, let it be known. There is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road.
It's so cool. I love these featured on these appears on I love just waiting for Jimmy to pop up. It's always a nice little surprise.
It's always fun. It's
even
always
though I
welcome.
Know it's coming.
It's like you're at a party and you see a bunch of cool people and you're like, I don't know these people well, but I like these people. And then your buddy comes in.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, have you met these guys? And
yes.
And kind of introduces you to the rest of the group.
Exactly.
It's so comfortable to see Jimmy in a new space.
Uh-huh.
He's always Jimmy. He's always himself.
Yes.
It's incredible.
I love it.
And that's, of course, a Grateful Dead song. Ripple,
yes.
Which he's always at home in a Grateful Dead song.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect for him.
Up next, this might be my favorite one out of the six we're playing today. This is Willie Nelson, The Harder They Come.
This is awesome. This is an incredible live album, a full live album that it just felt like Willie Nelson brought on all these sorts of guests. This came out last year. 2020.
Yeah, it's recent.
Really, really recent, and it's a great full album, but this is an incredible song. Jimmy and Willie just going to town.
Yeah, I love
it. Perfect.
Let's give it a listen.
We talk about the pie up in the sky. Waiting for me when I die. Between the day you're born and the day that you die, they never seem to even hear you cry.
Tell them. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share and all of what's mine.
The harder they come, harder they fall, one and all. Harder they come, harder they fall, one and all.
Well, the officers are trying to keep me down, trying to drive me underground. they think they have got the battle won. I say forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done.
Willie Nelson is a treasure.
Incredible.
Amazing. I one of the people that I don't know if I'll ever get the chance to see, but would love to see him live.
Absolutely. I would say if there's any other person I would want to do a 5-year podcast on, it would be Willie Nelson.
That would be cool.
It would be incredible.
Yes.
Maybe one of these days.
One of these
when
days.
We shuffle off our mortal Jimmy Buffett coil. Yeah. We'll transition over to Willie Nelson.
I love that. Man. I would totally do that.
We got a lot to learn.
Absolutely.
Man, that is such a great song.
And there's so many people on this album. Vince Gill, the Avett Brothers, Norah Jones, Jack Johnson, Dave Matthews, Sheryl Crow, Emmylou Harris, one of our faves, Nathaniel Rateliff.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Well, my quarantine was kind of marked. The first time I realized we were going into a massive global quarantine was that Luck Reunion virtual concert.
Yeah.
That I remember watching maybe early April, mm-hmm. late March, and it was this really shocking thing because all of these artists were performing by themselves, and it was the first time I'd seen like a Zoom kind of concert, and Nathaniel Rateliff started crying on the broadcast, being like, I hope
yeah.
we can get through this. I'll see y'all soon. And it was like brutal. And so it was this, but they did a bunch of amazing things. And then Willie and his family sang On the Road Again together, which was a completely incredible song to
yeah.
think about. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeah. Because
we all wanted to get on the road again. Because we couldn't. Yeah. But it was, he's so incredible. Everything
amazing.
He does. And
amazing.
Such a collaborator. I love that he added the kind of Gulf and Western sound to the song.
Me too.
That's clearly like an old country song. So it's really cool that he Buffettized it.
Do you think, speaking of like the Zoom concerts and, you know, the I guess just like the Zoom aspect in our lives, do you think that's going away, or do you think that that's going to be just an added layer of what we can come to expect from like concerts and things like that? Like, I know like we'll eventually get back to, you know, going to see shows and things like that,
yeah.
but I feel like the Zoom concert experience is very intimate, very very unique.
I think it'll stay. I think
yeah.
there's going to be some aspect where you can. I mean, Fish has done live concerts where you can get
yes.
them on demand. A lot of people have been doing stuff on demand. But just streaming concerts, I think it's going to be a whole new pay level. Whereas like if you can't come, you can stream the concert. I think it's going to be more widely accessible for different kinds of artists.
I think so,
from
too.
From now on. I think it's going to stay. Because we figured it out. Let's just keep it.
Keep doing it.
So I think it'll stay, which I hope so, because then we'll be able to see more music. I mean, I think Sundance is going to stay like online and in person, and it's and all
uh-huh.
these festivals I think are going to stay online in a weird way. So,
yeah.
So you can, it makes them so much more accessible. So
I love that.
I'm excited. Ryan, we got one more song that we're ending on today for our Appears on Jimmy as a Featured Artist series.
Yes.
For part one. And this is a guy that we know pretty well.
Yep.
From the hit song Too Drunk to Karaoke. This is somebody that I would say this song solidifies to me that he's trying to maybe vie for the throne as well, the Jimmy Buffett throne.
I don't like it.
You're not going to sign off on it.
I'm not going to sign off on
okay.
it. I have my thoughts about Toby Keith.
Yeah, I know you do. I do too. I certainly do as well.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, great.
He's certainly, I don't know.
I would say he is definitely, he has hooked into one aspect of Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And there is the kind of a wilder side, maybe a looser side, a peanut butter conspiracy side of Jimmy.
I see that. Yes.
He kind of taps into the rascally Jimmy. But this was his attempt at bringing Jimmy on to do kind of a sentimental Jimmy song.
Yeah.
With Jimmy.
Yes.
And I think it's very interesting, to say the least.
So it's Sailboat for Sale. So we'll leave it here. But thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. Patrick, so good to see you again.
Great
in person.
Great to see you in person. What a dream. I can't wait to do this more.
Oh, my God.
We can.
I know. So exciting.
It's perfect.
So until next time, I'm Mayfair Marleybone.
I'm St. Charles, Tennessee.
Have a great week.
Meet you at the end.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Wow. Oh, it feels so easy.
So good to do in person.
I know.
I'm floating in my boat, not the one I used to fish in, but the boat I sit in wishing I still floating on my fishing boat. And I'm out here on this river, really, it's just a creek. This river when I drank, so I'm drinking on my riverboat. I could sail to the ocean if the wind would come and get me, but I ain't going nowhere quickly. I'm just a drunken sailor waiting on a gale with a drink in my hand and a sailboat for sail. Traded straight across the boat I thought I wanted for the boat I hate I'd lost. She'll sing when that wind whistles, when it doesn't, well, she don't. Just ask that old pirate that's floating on my riverboat. I could sail to the ocean if the wind would come and get me, but I ain't going nowhere quickly.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with drills for hands, or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.